Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price here, where we're coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. And on Breakthrough Radio, we are celebrating, yes, going into 7 years of talking about how to master the inner and outer game of business. Well, it's time for our Breakthrough Tip this first Monday with Don Cooper, the sales heretic. So please join me as I bring him on air. How are you doing today, Don?
I am terrific, Michelle.
I understand we're going to learn some really interesting things from you today about people, trust, and sales. So I'm going to sit back and absorb.
Well, trust is a vital component in business, especially in sales. And as an entrepreneur, as a small business person, there are four types of people that you need to trust. The first is your employees. Whether you use a virtual assistant for 4 hours a month or you are overseeing a team of several thousand people, everybody who works for you needs to have your trust. If you can't trust them, why are they working for you? So often I run into employees that don't have any authority to do anything. That's a really common problem throughout business. Customers are really frustrated when they deal with somebody on the front line that can't make a decision or they can't solve the problem. They have to go back to somebody or go through a chain of command to get authorization. If you've hired good people, and hopefully you have, you need to give them the authority to make their own decisions on your behalf. There's a lot of entrepreneurs. And yet, when people do it, they're often astonished by the smart decisions their employees make. It's also been proven that the more empowered an employee is, the higher their level of job satisfaction and the higher their level of loyalty to the company. So trusting your employees results in less turnover for you, which means you have to hire employees less frequently. The second type of person you need to trust is your partners. This can be your suppliers, your vendors, this can be your mastermind group or referral partners, anybody that you work with in capacity who helps you do your business. So not necessarily employees, you can't hire and fire them, but they're people that are still vital to your success. So your vendors, your suppliers, you need to spend some time finding really good ones and develop a relationship with them where you can trust them. You want to look for vendors and suppliers that can provide you not just with goods and services, but can provide you with good advice as well, telling you what to buy, how much to buy, how else they can give you other information that can help you with your business. Same with your partners, whether they're referral partners or your colleagues that you refer business to, that they refer business back to you. Who do you have in your sphere that can help you more if you just reach out to them and trust them? It's amazing how often when we ask for help, we get it. We just are often afraid to ask. The third type of person that you need to trust is your customer. I like shopping at Target. And one of the reasons I prefer Target over most other stores is that on the rare occasion when I'm checking out and there's a price discrepancy, and I bring that to the attention of the cashier, they simply say, well, how much was it supposed to be? And if I happen to recall, I tell them, and they punch in the register, and off we go. They don't go through a whole big rigmarole where they get a manager over who has to go back to the aisle and check the price and come back to report the cashier that sure enough I was right after all. In short, Target trusts me. They don't assume I'm trying to rip them off, which is the feeling I get from so many other places when there is a price discrepancy. Your customers are not trying to steal from you. Maybe a really tiny fraction are, but very, very few. Back when I worked with Domino's Pizza, we had the delivery time guarantee, you get a free pizza or a certain amount off your pizza if it didn't arrive in 30 minutes. And there are always a few people in your delivery area that would try to game the system and would try to get you to be late. And Frank Meeks, who ran the franchise, made it very clear to all of us that there are some people there like that, but the vast majority are honest and trustworthy, and those are the ones that we're serving. Your dishonest people are simply the cost of business for your honest ones. The vast bulk of your customers are honest and trustworthy. So trust your customers. Go out of your way for them. Listen to them. Ask them what they want and they need. Get their feedback. When they complain, take those complaints seriously. Resolve them. Understand that if your customers like you, they want you to get better. When your customers tell you things, it's in an effort to help you succeed. Trust them. And the fourth person you need to trust is yourself. Too many of us, entrepreneurs, salespeople, professionals, business owners, don't trust ourselves. We second guess ourselves. We assume that we don't necessarily know best. I once hired somebody against my gut instinct. He made a good case, and I hired him and regretted it. Because I didn't trust myself. I didn't listen to my own gut. And it was a valuable lesson. Very often, we know what we're doing. Which is not to say that we always know what we're doing. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to never, ever listen to anybody else when they offer advice that conflicts what we think. Always be open to that. But at the same time, have faith in your own ideas. Trust yourself. Understand that you've got value. You know what you're doing. So keep those things in mind as you are making your decisions and recognize that you have value. You are smart. You know what you're doing. But when you go into any kind of interaction with somebody, you've got that confidence on your side because you need that confidence to succeed. So believe in yourself. Trust yourself. So those are the four people you need to trust: your employees, your partners, your customers, and yourself. Trust all four of these, and your sales will grow.
Out of curiosity, Don, what have you observed when working with clients? Which one of those four tends to be where people stub their toe the most?
Trusting themselves. That's the biggest one.
Wow.
I can't tell you how many salespeople and professionals I've coached who would tell me something with this uncertainty in their voice. That's a great idea. Yeah, you should do that. And they're just shocked that they had a good idea. Or that they had something that they wanted to do but never got around to doing because they didn't think it would work. And I tell them, yes, you should do that. Very often, one of the biggest values in hiring a coach is that they can tell you how smart you are. They can reinforce your own ideas that you may not have enough belief in to succeed.
You know, it's great for you to be an expert in your space, but I think a lot of us are really attracted to you, Don, because of your message and how you deliver it. We love the fact that you don't deliver along a real traditional line. You challenge our thinkings. I mean, you really live up to being a sales heretic. You help us observe and uncover and learn about ourselves and what we do in a way that most people, they just don't take the time to put that much energy and effort into it. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, Michelle.